because this is a gathering for the remembrance of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has from His special fadl, His blessings, karam and mercy, Allah has given us all the tawfiq, the ability that for some moments, for some time, for a little bit of time, we will do the remembrance of Allah. We are gathered, we are assembled for the dhikr of Allah. This is Allah Ta'ala's blessings and mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many opportunities to gain the right direction in this world. There are two gifts, two treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the dhakireen, those who remember Allah. In this world is one, and one is in the hereafter. There are two. In this world and hereafter, there are so many rewards, full of treasures. But for the people who are the dhakireen, the male and the female, who do dhikr of Allah, then in this world, Allah Ta'ala says that I illuminate their faces. I illuminate their faces. This is the worldly reward that is mentioned in the hadith. And the reward of the hereafter that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives is that Allah Ta'ala says, I put noor onto their face. Noor, which is great light. And so these are the two rewards that Allah Ta'ala gives to the men and the women who do the dhikr of Allah. In the world, in this dunya, how do the faces get illuminated? How does illumination come onto the face? This is a great reward from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because the face is the biggest asset that a person has on the body. The face. The greater. A person, if he's sad, you can see it on the face. If he's smiling, you can see it on the face. If he's happy, you can see it on the face. And every sort of emotion is reflected in the face. And for making up the face, to make it look beautiful and nice, we make effort, we work hard, women do this, men do this, that somehow I need to make my face look good, the image look good, portray myself nicely, beautifully. And for this, people spend money, spend time, they buy mirrors so they can see the reflection, and they keep poking in the mirror, looking in the mirror, that is my face looking good, how do I make myself beautiful so people say I'm attractive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a great tool that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that you do my dhikr, Allah says, you remember me, and I will make your face nice and beautiful. You won't need to adorn yourself, use anything cosmetic. Allah says, automatically the beauty will come onto your face. And this is not a story, there's a hadith, and alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, people in the dunya have seen that such friends of Allah have passed. In our own silsila chain of sheikhs, such sheikhs and teachers have, and walis of Allah have passed, the dhikr was there. You can say their food and nourishment, and their faces would sparkle with noor. They would shine, illuminated, radiation. Our aqabireen, our pious predecessors, they've written that, alhamdulillah, that when you saw their faces, the people who were not believers, they would come into the fold of Islam. They would bear testimony to the deen. They would testify. And they would have nothing. They didn't have no food, no nourishment. They didn't eat apples or grapes or bananas. Sometimes if they got bread, it would be dry bread soaked in water. I remember an event, Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, rahmatullah alayhi, who is one of the great sheikhs of the chain of the Naqshbandi sheikhs, the Naqshbandi silsila in Arab and Ajam. The Naqshbandi silsila, you'll see, spread all over due to his barakat, the work of the deen that he carried out. And mashallah, you brothers are here due to him today. In the dunya and the whole world today, Hindustan, Pakistan, Indian subcontinent, Arab, Middle East, different countries in corners of the globe, Allah Ta'ala spread the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala spread his dhikr due to the efforts of Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, rahmatullah alayh. So this event, my Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh, used to mention and narrate that when he would say that when I used to go to my Shaykh Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh, his gathering, and it wouldn't be the preparation in the gathering like today that we have all ease and comforts and luxuries. My Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah said that we would travel to Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh's gathering, 150 miles we'd have to travel. We had hukam that when you depart from your village, and before, while you're traveling to my village, just for dhikr, imagine this. Then Hazrat said that we had the hukam, the order, that we had an order. Before, even then, we had no food to eat, and we were given the order that on the way, do not eat from anybody. You come just like this. Hazrat used to mention this himself, my Sheikh, rahmatullahi, that we used to travel. I used to travel, and sometimes it happened that I would tie some chickpeas and lentils into a little bag and keep that with me. He said once that I forgot to tie the chickpeas, the lentils, out of rush. I was rushing and I left and I departed, and 150 years to go from the village, and you had dusty roads and the river on the way to pass the river. Think about this. He said he forgot those chickpeas and the lentils and the beans at home. But what was this journey for? For the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me, and today His name, Allah Ta'ala's name has been spread, that in this country, in a small masjid, and I'm mentioning a story of Hazrat Shaykh Ramtri, how the arwaz, how they will be happy, and how much thawab they will attain due to us mentioning this good deed, because they earned akhirah, the hereafter. So, Hazrat said that I forgot, I left home, I left the food at home, and on the way, night came, and I was traveling, and there was a little masjid in the wilderness, and I noticed it, and I prayed salah. And there you see the candlelight, it flickers and it glows in the night. And you know, sometimes you take the flower and you knead the flower, and then on top of that you place the light, and then there's the flower under it upon which the light is placed. And Hazrat said that I lie down and I was thinking that when this light flickers and goes out, then I will eat this raw flower so something can go into my stomach. He was waiting all night. And then Hazrat said, then the morning came, and then I had to carry on, and I had to attend and reach to the Thursday night gathering. SubhanAllah, I'm telling you about the wali of Allah, that they had nothing to eat, but their faces were radiated. Radiation came from their face. The person who didn't have iman would look at their face and come into Islam. He said, when I reached, and I was traveling, and I got there, and the next day would be food, Hazrat's food, mashallah, that would be prepared for the guests. The invitation, and that day the langar, mashallah, there were darvish and walis of Allah present there, staying there. And everybody, alhamdulillah, everybody heard an announcement that Hazrat is giving some meat, curry, as the langar, as the food, after dhikr. And this is karamat. Hazrat saying that this is the miracle of my Shaykh, Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, rahmatullah, that he was, mashallah, and all the brothers with the dhakreen, the darvish, they were happy that our Shaykh, Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, has prepared meat, curry, and we're going to get food, and we're going to obviously have some nourishment. Look at the difference between them and us. And when the food was presented, there was no meat. There was just leaves of spinach. You understand? The spinach leaves, greens, and there was just greens and leaves, and everyone was surprised, the darvish, that they heard, they were told that they were going to get meat. And then this word reached to Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, rahmatullah, and he came and presented himself. He said, do you want to eat meat? He said, is it? Oh, he said, Hazrat, we didn't want to eat, we just heard that this was being cooked, all the people. He said that, I've made the meat, isn't it? Eat the meat. And they stated that when we started to eat the spinach, then it was totally the taste, enjoyment of meat korma. There was no spinach. It looked like spinach, but when we ate it, it was like we're eating the meat from the korma. SubhanAllah. So such people, they used to, that for each part of meat, it wasn't that they couldn't eat. They could if they wanted, but they assigned themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They assigned themselves fully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a great, great thing. And on their face in the world, such light and radiation would emanate from their beautiful faces. And their faces would bear witness to the fact of the haq, the truth, that this person is destined for paradise. He is forgiven. He is the mahbub, the beloved of Allah. They would be hungry for that many days. They used to sit on their face. It was beautiful illumination, light, radiation. So this is a great reward that Allah Ta'ala has given due to the person who does the dhikr of Allah. We should do dhikr in such a way. And how do you do dhikr in this way? That due to which you will get radiation and light on your face. For this you have to save yourself from the sins. You have to leave the sins. When you leave the sins and do dhikr, when you do dhikr in such a way that there's no sin, you're not immersed in sin, involved in sin, then alhamdulillah, automatically your dhikr will give you light and radiation in your face. But if you're sinning at the same time, you're doing tasbih at the same time, what is the benefit of that? What is the benefit of that? If your face is in darkness and you're doing tasbih upon tasbih upon tasbih, then there will be no light, no radiation. So the more a person saves himself from the sin, leaves the sin, denies the sins, then when he reduces and eliminates the sin, the light, the radiation will come on the face when your face is hidden from the sin. And then you do dhikr and tasbihat. Alhamdulillah, such women and men who do this, they will get the benefit. There was a woman in Pakistan, in Gujarat, the city, and mashallah, her face was famous. And she had so much jalal on her face. So much jalal that Allahu Akbar, when the women used to go and attend to her gathering in Gujarat in Pakistan, when they used to see her face, then alhamdulillah, they used to recite the kalama, the testimony of faith. Such mashallah, Allah Ta'ala put radiation, illumination, and mashallah, she protected her face and did not do anything wrong, any sins. Allah Ta'ala gave her haya and modesty and shame. My brothers, this is dunya. Allah Ta'ala has given us the reward, that walking, talking. Allah Ta'ala gives us that reward. People, they argue with each other, dispute, this person's this, this person that. They say, okay, let's go and see who will solve this situation. And when they go to fight and quarrel, when they reach there to the other party, then that person himself becomes a student of that person. He says that you're speaking rubbish. This person isn't like that. You are slandering him. He doesn't look like a liar. He's an honest person. He isn't like this. It cannot be. He can never say these words that you said. You're totally talking rubbish. And then that person who slandered, the effect comes back to him, the rebound. Myself, I've seen in the majlis of my sheikh, so many people would come to argue with Hazrat, my sheikh, my teacher, you said this masala, that masala. When they would come and sit down, they would see the reality, the truth, and become lovers of Hazrat. And even then, at that time, Hazrat hasn't even said anything. So Allah Ta'ala illuminates the faces of the dhakireen due to the name of Allah Ta'ala that's recited, a great name of Allah. And the other reward I mentioned in the beginning, which is the reward in the hereafter that Allah Ta'ala gives to the dhakireen, what happens on their face comes noor, strong light. After death, what is that noor that comes? That when a person passes away, after dying, there's darkness, isn't there? There's darkness. Remember this, in the grave there's darkness, on the day of judgment there's darkness, on the bridge of Sirat there's darkness. There's darkness after darkness after darkness, and such intensity of darkness that we cannot imagine. Such darkness. And what is the greatest thing that will assist us? What will we need? We will need light and intensity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, to those people who have left the sins in the world and done dhikr, and remembered Allah, in the first step after death, the first step after death, they will see light upon light. And their faces will shine. Allah Ta'ala says, Rabbana atmim lana nurana. That they will go into the shadow of their nur. Everyone will be shrieking in the darkness, but they will go into the shade of their light. About those people, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the men and the women who do dhikr, who leave the sins and do dhikr of Allah. Who reject the sins and do dhikr of Allah. They don't waste their time. They are such people who do dhikr. You remember Allah, do 10,000 tasbih, 50,000 tasbih. They say dhikr loudly. Men and women, they have shock, they have passion, desire, but they don't leave the sins. They have high quantity dhikr, but at the same time they practice the sins. They can't correct their practice. So they're throwing their dhikr into the ditch, into the trench. Allah's given you tawfiq. You're wasting your time. Allah's given you ability, tawfiq, time. And Allah says, relieve the sins, shun the sins, and you'll attain my dhikr and the noor after death. You go in the grave. There will be darkness in the grave. To the people who do dhikr, Allah Ta'ala makes their qabr, their hereafter, full of nur and light. In the hadith is stated that what is the greatest thing that will save a person from the punishment of the grave? The action, the greatest action is the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah will save the person most from the qabr adab, the punishment in the grave. There will be darkness in the grave, darkness on the day of Hashr, darkness of the bridge of Sirat, and the people of dhikr will be running. In that time, in the hadith it is stated that the dhakireen, when they get up in the qabr, in the grave, then their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. And on the day of Hashr, their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. Wherever they pass by in the hereafter, it will be like their faces are like the moon, radiating like the moon. And people say, who are these people? It will be stated, announced that these were those people in the world who shunned the sins, left disobedience, and were immersed and occupied in the dhikr of Allah always. My brothers, this is a great action. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, do dua, pray to Allah. Allah gives us tawfiq to do dhikr, and Allah Ta'ala allows us to leave and shun the sins. Why are we wasting time in the world? Why are we wasting time? Such a great practice. You do dhikr, you get a guarantee of success in this world and the hereafter. Why do we deny this practice? Why do we leave this practice? We need to recognize our desires. Because desires destroys a person. Nafs is a khabees thing. It is a wretched thing that it takes a person from the heavens and throws him to the ground within a second. Within a second, so we need to control our desires. Dhikr, adhkar, remembrance. Everything hinges on controlling the base desires, the carnal desires. But no, we don't think like this. We don't go towards this success. Control the desires. Grab the desires. Understand who is Shaytan. Where is Shaytan taking us? Where is the wretched Iblis taking us? What is the order and the direction and the advice Allah has given us? Don't follow your desires. Don't follow your ego. Don't follow the whimsical desires and the ego's desires and requirements. Follow Adam. The principles Allah has given to us, good principles of life. For example, we are attached to the silsila, we should learn the adab, the manners of the silsila. What are the manners of the silsila? Of the teachings of our mashayikh, I'll give you one easy one. We should consider that we're sitting in a bus, and if you have a link with a shaykh, connection with a teacher, it's like you've sat in a bus, transportation. And you sat on the bus, the driver of the bus, is he going to drive according to his desire or your desire? Where he will go lower than 40 miles an hour or 30 miles an hour or 50 miles an hour. He will follow the speed limit. He will stop where he has to stop, where he's told to stop. And he will do what he wants, isn't it? The bus driver is in control. And he will take on the passengers and let the passengers come off. And we're in the same mold. This is tasawwuf, the message. That where a person starts to worship himself and follows himself and his brain, then he will be wretched in this world and the hereafter. He has nothing to show for his time. He's wasted his time. He considers himself of high status. He follows logic, his brain and intellect, makes decisions himself. Why? Because when you sit on the bus, then, for example, if you try to block the driver, you'll have an accident. So this is the small example that you should understand that I've given here, that you and me, if we are attached to the wali of Allah, then consider the bus driver is there. We should be the passengers, sit silently on the bus and let the driver take its course. And follow the advice of the driver. Otherwise, if you try to instruct the driver, no, this is better, that is better, I know the route. No, this isn't correct. Allah has given us a beautiful opportunity, my friends. There's no guarantee when life, how long life will continue. Do dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to do, make effort. We sit in the morning until sunrise. In the evening, you attend the majlis, the gatherings. Men and women, mashallah, who partake. So, I will request... strongly that take hold of and benefit from the noor of dhikr. Not just dhikr, the practice, the physical practice, but attain the noor, the light of dhikr. And how do we do that? By shunning the sins, leaving the sins. Has this ever happened? That sin and good deeds, can they be on the same path? You have darkness and you have light. In the world, you will never see an example in the world of darkness and light mixed together. The moonlight. Yes, you have the moon in the night. Allah has given an example in the world. You have day and night. Day and night, and both are opposite, 180 degrees opposite. The sun radiates light and makes the day come about. And when you have the depth of darkness, but when the sun comes out, gives out light, does the night stay? No, the day comes out after sunrise. And then when the light dims after sunset, darkness falls and spreads. So either there's light, daylight, or there's darkness and nightfall. These two things cannot be mixed together. There's nowhere in the world, you can go to any part of the world, you'll never see night and day running in parallel. That's why in the same way, never, my friends, never. Remember this, that good deeds and sins cannot travel along together in parallel. You cannot mix the two. This is a deception of the nafs, of the desires. We will have to leave one of these two. Allah Ta'ala, if He's given us the tawfiq, ability and courage to practice good deeds, why do we run to sins? Why don't we try? Why don't we make effort? This is the deception of shaitan. Oh, we're doing this, it's fine. I've got the rewards. Everything's fine. But we're not attaining the noor. We're not attaining the light. We continue to sin upon sin upon sin. We continue to sin. So this is the situation. We have the deen of Islam, the honest deen, and whatever law and framework we have, they are true and principle-based regulations in Islam. We should emulate them and follow them. The more dhikr you do, the more effort you make to do dhikr, then try to leave the sins at the same time. So it benefits us in the grave, and our face is radiating the light and the noor. So the ronak and noor and light comes on the face. So people, when they see, they understand and realize, what amal are you doing? What deed are you doing? I do dhikr of Allah, mashallah. We want to be with you. We want to associate ourselves with you because you do dhikr, you look peaceful and nice. But if you keep on sinning, the same time, in parallel, then what light will come in your face? What nur will come in your face? You can try your best, but the light won't come. You can keep on applying the soap, Lux soap, and apply the talcum powder. The women folk, they will apply talcum powder or foundation cream, and we will put on the Lux and the other forms of soap, and we keep on putting creams on. The men will have creams and foundation cream, and try to cover the wrinkles, and will leave home to look beautiful and attractive. Allahu Akbar, what attraction, what beauty? No, there's no beauty, that's deception. You're just covering your face. You're hiding yourself. Let's do dua to Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives me and you, the brothers, the opportunity that we do dhikr. And alongside doing dhikr, we leave the sins. Ameen, recite the Durood Sharif.